Mark chapter 3, beginning with verse 20. They went into a house. A crowd gathered again so that they were not even able to eat a meal. When his own people heard this, they went out to take control of him, because they were saying, "He is out of his mind." The experts in the law who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and he drives out demons by the ruler of demons." Jesus called them together and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is finished. On the other hand, no one can enter a strong man's house to steal his possessions unless he ties up the strong man first. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I tell you, everything will be forgiven people, their sins and whatever blasphemies they may speak. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. Jesus said this because they were saying, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers arrived. While they were standing outside, they sent word to Jesus, calling for him. A crowd was sitting around him. They began to tell him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you." He replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" He looked at those who sat around him in a circle and he said, "Look, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.